is The World Tonight. Good evening. I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News. The controversy over President Carter's cabinet changes has died down now, and today the shakeup of the White House staff got underway. The emphasis seems to be more on presidential political plans than on efficiency. Robert Pierpoint reports.
More changes in President Carter's White House staff were announced today, pointing to the 1980 presidential campaign, with two top aides departing here and one Mexican-American arriving. Chief of Staff Hamilton Jordan made the announcements, which he said had been worked out by him and the president over the past 3 weeks. Returning to his law practice in Georgia will be Robert Lipschutz, currently White House legal counsel. Lipschutz will join Atlanta lawyer Charles Curbo as co-administrator of Mr. Carter's blind trust and will also establish a President Carter library, which eventually will be located in Plains, Georgia. Tim Kraft, who along with Jordan has been a top political operator here, is also leaving the White House. Kraft will run the Carter-Mondale re-election campaign. Jordan also announced that Esteban Torres, currently the U.S. ambassador to UNESCO, is moving to the White House to become the top liaison with the Hispanic American community. Several of these shifts indicate a clearing of the decks for the 1980 presidential campaign, though Jordan still would not say when President Carter will make his formal announcement. Robert Pierpoint, CBS News at the White House.
More news after this.
We had an excellent deal. There's no two ways about it. On the Dodge truck.
Your Dodge dealer says there's never been a better time to make a deal. This is what Marie Domry of Riverside, California had to say about her deal on a Dodge pickup.
We shopped around Ford, Chevy, went all over, and we found Dodge was the best buy. I mean, really, that's true. And the Dodge people, I mean, they even went out of their way.
And listen to Dennis Teague of Memphis, Tennessee.
I got the best price on a truck for the Dodge. I got quite a bit off the manufacturer's price on it. Yeah, I think I got a good deal. Got more truck for the money, so I'm real satisfied with the deal.
Your Dodge dealer is clearing inventories. Everything must go now. Get the best selection, immediate delivery, and the year's best deals on exactly the Dodge pickup you want. Equipped as you want it. The time to buy is now. While your Dodge dealer says, we've got the trucks, and they've all got to go. So let's make a deal.
I got the best price on the truck for the Dodge. I'm getting the most truck for the money.
The Dodge was the best buy.
The lettuce strike has been going on for more than 7 months now and getting nowhere. So today, Cesar Chavez set off on a march with 2,000 followers. Destination, Salinas, California. Objective, to raise the ante and give some push to the United Farm Workers Union. Miriam Bier reports.
Farm workers leader Cesar Chavez says 7 months of striking has yielded his union no higher wages because California growers are using illegal aliens to harvest their lettuce crops. So he's reviving the tactic that won his union recognition years ago, the boycott. This time, not just of lettuce, but of brand name goods produced by the conglomerate that raises the most iceberg lettuce in the nation, United Brands. Critics say Chavez relies too heavily on his old allies of the 60s, the church, labor, and students, to make his new boycott work. And they say if it fails, the effectiveness of the United Farm Workers itself could be destroyed. But Chavez insists the old liberal coalition is dormant, not dead. And in the coming months, those who sympathize with California lettuce workers will be giving up Nathan's hot dogs and A&W root beer to prove it. Miriam Bier, CBS News, Salinas, California.
The Ku Klux Klan's march to Montgomery, Alabama, gained a few more supporters today. There's something like 80 men now who want to spread the doctrine of white power. Five forest fires were still burning out of control in several western states today, and more reinforcements have been brought in to help the 7,000 men who were rushed in earlier in the week. The state of Idaho is still in the worst shape. Barry Peterson brings us up to date from Boise.
Across the western United States, the battle is escalating to contain several massive forest fires, with most of the effort concentrated here in Idaho. At Mortar Creek on the Middle Fork of the Salmon River, more than 1,000 firefighters with hundreds more backup personnel are trying to bring the 57,000-acre blaze under control. But the men are tiring. It's been 10 days on the fire lines for some of them, days that stretch 14 to 18 hours, that include hikes over rugged backcountry just to get to the burning trees, and through it all, hot weather. Reinforcements are arriving in Boise, several hundred firefighters, mostly from the south. They will be sent in as relief. More equipment has arrived. At other fires, the picture is brighter. But everyone is bracing for a bad couple of days ahead. Weather forecasters say it will continue hot and dry, the kind of weather that exhausts firefighters but fuels the fires. Barry Peterson, CBS News, Boise, Idaho.
More news when the World Tonight continues.
America, the world is waiting.
Marketplaces, friendly faces, a treasure chest of light.
Your world is waiting, and Visa is there.
You're traveling, you're moving, you're taking more from life.
The world is rich with choices, awaiting your pleasure.
Little shops along the seacoast.
A city's bright boutiques.
Country auctions filled with bargains and rare antiques.
Rainy afternoons in bookstores.
Flea markets in the sun. Exploring and browsing just for fun.
In 120 countries, at over 2.5 million shops, hotels, restaurants, and airlines, Visa is there.
That's come alive spirit. Come on and share it. It's a world made for living, doing, sharing, going, giving with Visa.
For traveling, shopping, and cash, Visa is the most widely recognized name in the world. Visa, we're keeping up with you.
It's a week now since Mount Etna started acting like an angry volcano again, but for the moment at least, the lava has stopped flowing, and the tourists who like danger mixed with their sightseeing have turned Etna into one of Italy's bigger attractions. Don Cladstrup reports.
Steam and heat continue to pour out of Mount Etna, but the volcano is quiet now. No more lava is being emitted, and authorities have lifted the state of emergency. And yet, the danger is not over. Scientists say that during the recent eruption there was a buildup of volcanic gas just below the Earth's surface, and that given enough pressure, this gas could explode through the crust. Warnings have gone out to keep tourists and sightseers away, but they come anyway, and there seems little that officials can do about it. Today, hundreds of people flock to the top of Mount Etna, many picking up pieces of cooled lava for souvenirs to take home. No one seemed very concerned about the possibility of an explosion or another eruption. But given Etna's reputation as Europe's biggest and most persistent volcano, more volcanic activity is likely in the not-too-distant future. Don Cladstrup, CBS News, Rome.
The Wall Street Report in a moment.
I'm not at all old-fashioned, except about my thirst. 'Cause when I need refreshment, old-fashioned taste comes first. One thing I can depend on when I get parched and dry, the taste of good old-fashioned lemonade right in country time.
Country time, country time. Tastes like that good old-fashioned lemonade.
Remember those hot summer days when you were just a kid? Well, nothing satisfied your thirst like lemonade once did. Just a quiet afternoon underneath the shade, cooling off with a taste of good old-fashioned lemonade.
Country time, country time. Tastes like that good old-fashioned lemonade.
Country Time Lemonade Flavor Drink with natural lemon flavor. Not too tart and not too sweet.
Country time.
Wall Street today ended the week on an upbeat. The Dow Jones Industrials closed at 867, up 8.78. The average price per share was up 26 cents on the New York Exchange. Volume there today, more than 36 million shares. The average price was up 14 cents in trading on the American Exchange. Wall Street on this World Tonight.